This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, I mean, so forgive me. Obviously, like, I'm a little bit sweaty. It's a few things, you know, because I'm nervous for my friend. And also, life goes on. Like, I can't, that can't be my problem the whole time. Like, I have to build a desk. So, you know, I've got, you can see behind me, there's some parts, some parts on the ground, and that'll be, you know, that'll be nice when I get it together, but I'm trying to do that. And every now and then I just stop and I go, I'm so scared for my friend. Like, what's happening for him? And then I'll go, oh no, where's this screw? This is like part like 34. I mean, you see, you know, hang on. I got all these different kinds of screws. You know what I mean? What are these brackets going to be? You know what I mean? So I'm like, obviously, I'm worried about my friend. And then I'm also like, I'm worried about me because I'm like, that's a lot of brackets to sort through. And it's just a little sticker that tells you which piece is which. And I'm like, not all that confident that I'm not going to eat the stickers.
And hey, man, I'm bummed about Hayes. I'm worried about Hayes too. But like, dude, you gotta build that desk, you know, and it's not just literally about building the desk.
Well, I got a fucking folding table behind me.
Yeah. I was going to say there's a symbolic thing. It's like, you know, you got to build that desk. What does that mean to you? To you, it's literally building a desk, but like.
It is. Yeah.
You know, we've all.
But what are you saying? Sorry. Well,
I was trying to make it into like a metaphor for like, you know, self-care, which is just, oh, so important. It's so important
that we get caught up in the sort of huzzle buzzle of everyone else and what they're doing.
Everyone else's huzzle buzzle.
And you're going, oh, you know, I'm so worried about taking care of everybody else, which guilty, you know, I'm always.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm the caretaker, and I'm looking out for House Hayes.
Me too. I'm also a caretaker. I'm also a caretaker.
I am as well. The two of us both are.
I'm a huge caretaker.
I'm maybe the biggest one, and you are, you know, possibly number two. We're not that close. But I take care of Kevin. I have a lot of mouths to feed.
Sure. But also, I mean, I was taking care of you earlier when I suggested the self-care.
When you brought up the desk thing. But I, of course, was taking care of you by having you on the show at all.
That's true. So, I mean, one of us is one and one of us is two. And sometimes it switches a lot. Sometimes I'm up there.
And that's what's so funny is it can go up and down.
Yeah.
But, I'm doing this one thing for myself, which is that I'm getting all these screws and different pieces and I'm making a desk.
That's really beautiful, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, Hayes isn't here, so let's talk about it. So he's not here, but he also is here. What does he mean? Hey, this guy's talking crazy. The audience, right? Like yeah, Gaffigan. You ever hear Gaffigan do it?
what's he talking? I haven't seen Gaffigan in a while. Yeah. I'm just trying to remember the voice.
Why is he saying Hayes is here?
That's
if
it.
Hayes, but I can't see Hayes. Hayes is not here. Why is this guy saying that?
Surely when somebody's in the room, you see him. Maybe yeah, I don't. Hayes maybe here, I'm unclear on how eyes work. Something like that.
This guy's losing his mind. Hayes. So anyway, Hayes is here, but he's not here. What does he mean? Well, Hayes has a lot of podcasts, right? We all know this. I have a lot. You have a lot. Sure. Hayes has a real lot.
I have a lot. And, you know, we don't need to get into who has more.
Oh, my God. Well, I really don't want to because that's actually how this happened. So Hayes was, he got in a, you know, one of his famous peeing contests. It was him. It was, I think, Gabris, Lapkus, Nicole Byer. They were all
pee-peeing
in a tub. They were in a big old tub and just talking, you know, who, you know, I got this podcast or I have four podcasts. Well, I have five podcasts. And it becomes this thing where it's like, who can have the most podcasts?
Right.
And Hayes starts going, yeah, well, you know, I could beat that. I actually am a podcast. I'm about to become one.
Wow. That's how much the dude loves the game. The dude loves the game.
How can you become a podcast? You can't do that. That's not allowed. So and they're going, bullshit. What do you mean you're becoming a podcast, right?
Yeah.
And Gabriel starts shoving him around, and then Lauren Lapkus gets behind him and goes, you know, crouches down so that he trips over her.
Yeah. Are they in a tub still? Is the tub filled with water?
The tub is mostly empty.
Okay. Oh, it's an empty tub.
Yeah. They're in it's a pretty big tub. I wouldn't say there's no water in it, but I wouldn't say that you're taking a bath if you get in it.
But it's shallow enough to where Lapkus can do that thing where she lays down behind.
Yeah, her knees are going to get wet.
Right.
You know, and Nicole is just egging him on.
Yeah.
her famous
razz.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so this is really making Hayes, he's feeling cornered, and he goes, I have to really figure out a way to become a podcast now. So he's like, I got to do this like toot sweet. And he takes out his phone and he's like kind of scrambling, and he's opened up the podcast app and he's going like, oh yeah, hang on. Let me just input my special code. And as he's doing this, they're still shoving him and he's falling down and getting up multiple times. Ultimately, he falls into the water as he's sort of entering a special code into his podcast app. He gets sucked clean into his phone.
Oh my shit.
They are now bowing to him. He did become a podcast. He's done it. The thing we all talked about wanting to do is just be a podcast and get rid of the rest of the hustle muzzle that we get so caught up in all days.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. There's a lot of hustle muzzle out there. And sometimes we forget to become podcasts.
We don't build the desk and we don't become a podcast. And I go, I love my podcast. It's just me and my friends. And the rest of the hustle muzzle is I've got bills to pay, you know?
Right.
I've got dental work to perform.
Sure. Social media.
Ugh. Jordan, it's literally like you reached your fingers into my brain and plucked out the two perfect words to illustrate what I'm talking about.
Right.
Social media.
Some call it hustle muzzle, but
we're all publicists. We're all brand managers, aren't we?
Yeah.
Used to be a job for a marketing team, but it has become now for us just another piece of the hustle muzzle.
Yeah. And we got to like project this like perfect life, you know?
You're right.
Like, look at how great my life is. But this is something weird I was thinking about.
Hit me. Let's fucking rap, man. Let's get all the way in. I don't care if we ever get to Hayes.
You see people on Instagram or you see them on Facebook.
This is exactly right. And these are the sites they're on.
These are the sites. All these sites. My page, Tweetster. I can't keep them all straight.
No, I can't either. SnapTalk.
Tick Vine? I don't know.
It's really too many to keep track of, and I don't know the names of the websites.
No, I don't really
I have
know.
A rough approximation of the names of the websites so that I can transmit the idea, the general idea. But when I go to talk about it, I end up saying, and I don't know if this is one, SnapStar or Tweet Chat.
I mean, if it's not, it's going to be in a month.
Tickstagram and you're hitting the nail on the head. Why would I learn the name of them? There's going to be a new one.
There's going to be a new one in like a month.
I'm so old.
HelloFresh.com. I don't know.
I was about to say, I'm so old. I remember when HelloFresh.com was the hot new site.
Right.
And
now it's only for your mom to
sharing
post
our
minion
groceries.
Memes.
Yes. That's where mom goes to say that, you know, the election was stolen by Gru.
Right.
It's really what happens on there now. And it makes me fucking sick. I could fucking throw up when I think about what HelloFresh became.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be where I would go meals. To share, yes, to share my music that I wanted to hear in the grocery store, and then to share pictures of like celery and shit.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, this is what I was thinking.
No,
about.
No, no, like, go ahead.
You see people on these sites.
Uh-huh.
Tick whatever, face, I don't know.
Face fuck, the face, fucking bullshit yeah. ass.
Yeah. Zuckerberg.
You know, Twitter tit.
Zuckerberg.crime.
Right? It should be called that. Zuckerberg.Bezos/Elon sure. Musk fucking nuts, nasty ass Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, you know, vaccinetracker.com.
Should be called that.
I mean, this is what, let's just call it what it is. Let's call it what it actually is.
Yeah.
Right?
So there's these sites, and people are projecting these images. They're saying, look how great my life is. I'm at brunch. You know, here's my feet at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Here's the latest mojito.
But none of that is real. None of that is real.
They're
and
not
I know
there.
People look at it
they're
and
not
they
there.
Think this is real.
No, they think I can't recognize that it's not real and that it is just you've cropped Snoop Dogg out of one of the Corona commercials.
Oh, I mean, I guess I was saying, I guess I believe that they're in those places, but I was just saying that there's like an emotional component, like maybe
people have gone there. When I've done it, it's been a Corona commercial, and I'm guilty of it as anyone.
Sure.
And I managed to sort of, and it's not a great job I've done eliminating Snoop Dogg from it. It's not recognizably him, yeah. But there is definitely a man there, and it's not me.
Sure.
And it just looks like his face is, you know, a series of kind of brush strokes, like it's been erased a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear that
but
it's
again,
Snoop Dogg,
this is back
if I'm being
in the day,
honest.
This is something a publicist would do. A publicist would take a Corona commercial and erase mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg with an Avid or something.
Yeah, they'd get rid of Tony Romo and the phone that he's answering, and they'd get these things off of the screen.
But again, we got to do it all. We got to be Jacks and Jills and, you know, people of all trades.
Yes, we have to be people of all trades. And just for what? Just to keep up on the goddamn treadmill.
Right.
I'm running as fast as I can and I'm not going anywhere.
I know. It's like what's the end game? More stuff? More stuff that you don't need?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Another new microwave oven so I can make the latest Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. PlayStation a million. I don't know what they're up to now.
No, I can't keep track of those numbers. I have the general idea, you know, that it's a PlayStation, that there's some
number after it. And it's
but I'm going to know which one. No, you said a million. That's good as my guess. My guess was going to be four.
Yeah. It's somewhere you know? Between. Somewhere
I thought
between
it was
there.
But they keep making them. If it's not a million today, guess what? Tomorrow, next month.
Anyway, so
no, and so Hayes. So in a way, I envy Hayes. I envy Hayes because he did get to become a podcast, but he's also from what I can gather, he's pretty scared.
Right.
So and now you're saying. If Hayes is a podcast, why isn't he on this podcast?
Hey, Jim, yeah.
Is it, so he is a podcast.
Crazy that Owen Wilson has gotten in on this. He's also wondering where.
And I lost the impression a little bit, and it's sounding more like
wow,
Owen.
Wow.
Hayes, okay.
Wow, Hayes.
But he's a text-based podcast, and he's only able to send. And it's very short episodes. And it really, to me, there's no difference between what he's doing now and just text messaging, which, by the way, looking at your screen, trapped on your phone. Are we all? I'm trapped in my phone half the day.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, Hayes is literally trapped in his phone, but I mean, I feel like I kind of am all the time.
Figuratively, we're all trapped in our phone.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I mean?
Taking it to the next level.
We're all trapped in our. Samsung Note Star
right
50 million right
I'm just living in my little Nokia going oh is it time to wake up and browse the latest mind control
Motorola yeah dopamine rush 59 million
yeah,
or
give me
whatever
that,
it is
give me that dopamine hit Zuckerberg daddy
yeah please, thank you
say.
Oh thank you daddy Zuckerberg daddy thank
can
you
can I have another
Evan
dopamine
Spiegel for yes for giving me my little dopamine tablet for the afternoon.
Am I good? Say I'm good.
Please, sir. Please, sir, may I have another fave? Begging for faves. Literally groveling on my knees for faves on HelloFresh.
Did I do good content for daddy? Anyway.
Did I do make good content? May I have my 2.5 hours of REM sleep, please? Before the pings and bings and beeps and boopsles wake me up again, back for the huzzle buzzle again. I fucking swear to God, I am going to snap. I'm so sick of being stuck in my phone. So we need to help Hayes.
Yes.
And he's going to hopefully, we did manage to transmit to him the scheduled time of the episode and that, you know, you and I would be here and we would be guiding him through it and we would be getting pretty real.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're already in the raw zone. We're already in that kind of real, raw, uncensored zone.
I'm an open goddamn wound.
You can only be on a podcast.
Isn't it true that to my own wife, child, family, I've got these walls up?
Right.
And I consider myself a radically honest person.
Right.
And yet, I'm never fully truthful with them unless I am talking to them on a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like,
and to them, I say, "I love you." From the podcast, I can say that. But when I see them in the house, when we're going to bed, when I, you know, am saying goodnight to them, what do I say? Hey, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Isn't that what we say? Isn't that what we say, guys?
And yeah, that's the reason. I mean, I've never told my mom that I love her is because she can't operate a podcast, you know, and I'm a little worried that she's going to die without me ever saying I love you because she just can't get into this real raw space where mm-hmm. I can open up. So I feel you, man. And it's great that your wife and kid, you know, can pod with you and they can be in this, like, you know, I guess I'll say it's sacred space.
It's a sick fucking world where I'm closer and more emotionally open and ultimately have more of an intimate connection to engineer Brett than I do to my mommy, daddy, wifey, and little baby. Like, think about that. That's so sick, but it's true.
It's true.
Because I'm podcasting with him.
And it's just, you know, it's just the opposite. It's like on social media, on bleep.fresh, you know.
Okay,
you're saying,
I thought,
like,
we weren't going to talk about this again, but maybe we should.
What
maybe
I'm saying is that we, you know, we're projecting this perfect self there. But here, you know, in the pod space is where we all come out warts and all, you know. Just say, here I am.
Yeah, we don't project this perfect image of Snoop Dogg on a beach holding a Corona. Right. And instead we project our actual image, which is, I'm a mess.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. I'm depressed, anxious, depression, anxiety, ADHD. This is me.
OCD.
OCD.
Intrusive thoughts, right? I've diagnosed myself with so many things. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the point where I'm considering talking to a professional and finding out if I really have them.
Well, I mean,
Rather than just saying it on podcasts.
Sure, saying it on podcasts. I mean, but I think that, you know, and this is something weird that I was thinking the other day. Podcasts, they're like my therapy.
Yes, yes. And listening as well. Because sometimes I hear someone say something and I go, that's me. Stop telling my story on this podcast.
So I feel like I don't have to see a professional or.
No, I don't. No, I said I almost. I said I'm almost at that point.
Yeah.
No, I would.
I don't have to either. I also don't have to.
I don't have to
because I do. I do this. This is where I come to be.
Well, this is my medicine. Well, this is my medicine.
This is the only medicine you need.
Yes, this is my entire medical care. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast for every ailment and condition that I come across.
Sure.
I fell off my shed about a week ago.
Yeah.
Fractured my ankle something mean.
Sure.
What did I do? Threw on a pod.
Throw on a pod.
Right?
PTSD.
Throw on 99% invisible.
You know what that P
stands
for?
The most boring thing everyone tells me is good.
Pod.
Every list ever, 99% invisible. Can't get through an episode. But I put it on and I'm not thinking about my ankle anymore. I'm going, what am I missing? Everybody's so fucking into this? Am I out of my, am I stupid? I mean, I know I am. But Jesus Christ. I haven't made a list since 2015. This fucking thing's still trucking along.
So I wonder about Hayes. I wonder if he's...
Me too. I'm wondering about him right now.
If when we finally do get to talk to him, if he's going to be just so real and fucking raw.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're pretty real and raw. I know that I am. But because he is now, you know...
And I am too. And you know what?
I also am.
In case that happens, I'm ready for him.
Hell yeah. You put on shades. You put on shades. We should let people know.
I just threw on a pair of shades.
And I'll be prepared too.
He's got his wallet and he's ready to pay Hayes to calm down.
He gets too raw. Give him.
Hey man, here's
$7. Just all I had next to me.
So yeah. I didn't really
have anything to hold up, and I felt bad that you held something up. So.
No, man, it's never feel bad here. This is what it's about. Sometimes I hold something up. Sometimes you're going to be the one holding something up.
That's true.
It'll be me.
Yeah.
You're holding me up when I run out of shit. So let's get the fucking big dog in here. Hayes, Mr. Hayes, podcast man himself. Kevin, you've got some sort of, you've managed to open up a circuit for him.
Okay, this says... ... Hayes. Sorry they make you announce yourself before you talk. Sup.
Okay.
part of this is us, you know, part of the show is people kind of giving you a hard time, Kevin, but that's a great intro.
So what he did there is he just read what Hayes had written. Is that right?
Oh, I made a mistake. Sorry, I was that.
Kevin just wrote hello. Do you want to take back your compliment?
I do. I'm retracting it now. So just like forget it. Maybe it would be great if actually, Kevin, you could go out and edit out the part where I complimented you and don't like save it. Don't save it in a little file so you can listen to it like in your private time.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
Wait, now he says, Kevin, what's up?
So I guess it's Kevin with a colon. So it's like Kevin saying it.
Okay. Like,
okay. So, who's they, I guess? Kevin, can you ask who's they?
I say, who's they?
They probably should have been in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll figure it out. Hayes is actually really savvy. Well, we all speak this internet language here. The guys here.
Sure. Well, LOL.
Yeah, could have guessed. Jordan, what do you think? Like, is there anything you want to tell Hayes or want to know from him to help us figure out his situation? It sounds like here's what we know. He got sucked into his phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys there.
Guys in the phone.
And the guys seem to have some level of authority because they make him announce himself before he talks.
Mm-hmm. So who, I guess I want to know about the guys. I mean, are these, you know, is it the fathers of the pod game? Is he there with the legends, you know, Marin and Ira Glass and Ricky Gervais? Like, I mean, in my fantasy, when I become a pod, you know, I'm in there hanging with them. I'm in there hanging with, you know, the dudes who started it all, the dudes who inspired us.
I'm in there. I'm jamming with, you know, Marin and Dax and, they're rocking out with me. Joe Rogan's tuning up over in the corner.
Yeah, it's just a jam. It's just a jam session, but instead of music, it's words.
Tim Ferriss is having incredible sex because of his healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ira's shit. Ira's making us think, you know.
Ira's crafting a fucking story to end all stories.
Right.
And he's kind of like, he just feels like I know him already, you know?
Right. It's a warmth. It's a warmth.
It's like,
so yeah, I guess that's what I want to know.
Noticing these little things, like, where it's like, yeah, I guess I have done that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So yeah, I guess that's what I want to know from Hayes is like, you know, who's in there with you and, you know, like, what have you learned from them?
Yeah. Okay. Kevin, do you have that?
No. Who's in there? Who's in there with you and what have you learned from them?
Is it the Podfathers?
Yeah, it's the...
Is it the Podfathers?
Oh, no.
Correct it to Godfathers.
Okay, no one says that. Literally not a word that exists anymore.
Yeah, right.
Apple, like, can't get with
hello,
it.
Autocorrect?
All the other podcasts.
All the podcasts.
We've got three dots, so he's working on something. So he's typing. So while he's typing, Jordan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as much as this is just a really incredible, like, chance, hang on, let me check if the Podfathers are here. So he's probably got to sort through a lot of stuff, because you think, like, he's in there with some really, really long episodes of You Made It Weird.
Right.
Like, some very, very long ones.
Sure.
So to get through those and all the way around to the other side and, like, find the Podfathers. It looks like a CVS in here. Yeah, they're here. It looks like a CVS in here. Oh, I wonder what that means. So we got the three dots, and I'm having a CVSly good time. So okay. Wow. So I was nervous for Hayes, but it sounds like it looks like a CVS and he's having a CVSly good time.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, like, everyone has a really good time at CVS. And so he must be enjoying himself. So I thought part of this was going to be us saving him and trying to help him. But, you know, that was maybe a miscommunication. He doesn't always get back to me, like, when I ask him a question. So I think that's my trip. I maybe laid that on him. Oh, you must want to get back here. But as we discussed,
right.
What,
because
get
that's
back
you,
to what?
You're,
the huzzle buzzle?
Right. And you love to take care of people. And sometimes you don't think about yourself and you're like, Hayes, let me save you. Let me help you. But I mean, I think sometimes what we're learning here is sometimes, you know, that's not your job. Sometimes people are trapped inside podcasts and they are a podcast and the podcasts are like a CVS. And sometimes you're just, you know, having a great time in there, you know, yeah. Reading magazines and getting digital photos printed.
Checking out some of the generic candy.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Like a plastic bag full of like 12 or 13 gummy bears.
Looking at some of those insoles, those like comfy insoles.
Yeah.
Going, do I try these finally?
Is today the day?
Going, do I do it? But then going, but which one?
A rack of religious books. That's also something.
Yep. Allergy medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All various tinctures and wipes.
Yeah. Potions. Right? Potions and lotions that...
No, it's like it's the traveling medicine show, right?
Sure. Step right up, they say.
Yeah. So say... Kevin, say to Hayes, do you need our help? And then we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, we'll wait and see if he needs help.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now. But it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not
actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again. Today,
sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm clean, hairy, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
In the meantime, Jordan, you know, we're not here just necessarily to get raw, get real, talk about our actual feelings, and kind of talk about like the modern experience, like right. what's really happening.
Just unpack this. What yeah. is this? What is this?
We're here to promote, and let's just say it. Let's just get our hands dirty right away and say, we are here to promote your stuff. I'm not involved with this. You know, I don't know what it is. You did it. You're doing it. You're proud of it. And I'm happy for you. Rate me 5 stars. So he does need our help. He said, yes, I need your help. Rate me 5 stars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that gets him out sooner, I mean, I'm happy to do it.
But I don't know if he wants out. God, I don't know. I have no idea what this episode is. So he's in there. He's texting there. Us.
Uh-huh.
We got to go and rate him 5 stars.
I maybe assumed he had been listening to us.
You know?
And kind of would be like responding to what we had said so far.
But Jordan, what we found out was no.
That's not true.
I mean, in some way, he's like me with your comic book.
Right.
He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what we're doing, right?
He vaguely so knows about it.
So he can't be that helpful, right? Right. And it's going to be on us.
Us.
To carry the day.
In these situations, so if I can just kind of like get a sense of where we're at, like we need to help Hayes, who doesn't know what we've been talking about. And then I have to be me and you in the next situation and help you to learn about what my comic book is about.
Hey, Kevin, can you respond to Hayes really quick?
Yeah.
And say, we are trying. It won't let us. Apparently, the app knows whether we're lying or not. only a real 5-star review goes through.
He said, Kevin, I just want you to look at your side of the conversation and admit that you're being very weird. Who are you with?
Now he's asking, who are you with?
Okay, wow. So not only does yeah. is he not hearing what we're saying, he doesn't even know about us.
He doesn't know what this... Kevin, do you think you could kind of like catch him up on everything we've talked about so far just so he can jump in? I can kind of try and remember, like, Sean's building a desk. The desk is a metaphor. He and I are both huge caretakers. We're just huge caretakers and love to take care of everyone around
and
us.
I'm exhausted and I have nothing left for myself.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead, I guess.
Anyway, it's like a CVS and we're all crouched up on the shelves.
So, all right. He's having a CVSly good time. It's like a CVS. When someone comes to listen to us, we pretty much blast off. Okay. So I'm assuming that he means sexually.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, because like, you know, this is something I say about podcasts all the time. It's like,
Kevin just typed S and then the word sexually appeared. Well, go ahead. Put it back, Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know about you, but if you do pods all the time, like, I start to get off on this shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to gross anyone out. Like, it's not sexual in a way that should make anyone uncomfortable. But it is distinctly sexual and quite sensual as well.
Right, yeah. It's both. So, yeah, I guess it would make a lot of sense. I mean, if I can kind of, like, you know, sum up where we're at right now. I guess what has happening with Hayes is he's teaching us that when you become a podcast, you sit in a little CVS-like building with the other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you
when
crouch
someone
up on the shelf,
downloads, you blast off sexually. So you come and maybe it's a scary movie situation where the cum blasts you up.
Yeah, he said blast off. And it's like while you're downloading, they also are doing something with a load.
Yeah, right. They're loading your
they're shoot, blow you're loading, shooting, you're shooting right? Your they're load. Load. Yeah, they're load blowing. So sort of more like eating some good ass food. There's food here too. Hot bar, CVS with a hot bar. All right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So apparently you must be allowed to get down off the shelf. I don't know how many times you can go up to like the buffet.
but you can load up
thing. It's kind of like a by the pound, but
okay. Right. So it's like, so maybe it's however many times you've been listened to and downloaded. That's how many like scoops or platefuls or whatever you get, or how, or some sort of weight.
Yeah. That makes sense. That
amount that you can go and load up. Hot Bar has full sandwiches.
Whoa. Oh,
holy shit. There's a bubble sandwich. Hey, oh, Jordan.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Oh, right. I guess, yeah. I guess if, I guess so. I guess
there's a sandwich named after your podcast, right? Guess it hadn't been adapted into enough things.
That's true. I think that is the next step for my sci-fi comedy podcast.
Well,
because
it's been a podcast,
it's been a podcast.
And it's been
It's a graphic novel. It is a sci-fi comedy graphic novel in stores today, I believe. The day that this releases, you can get Bubble, written by me and Sarah Morgan, art by Tony Cliff, Natalie Reese. You can get that at, you know, comic book stores, indie bookstores. Yeah, I guess you could get it from Papa Bezos, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If you
Big
throw
Daddy Bezos.
Ducats.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and keep lining his pockets, right?
Yeah, so he can, so I don't know, blast off to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and it's also a feature film forthcoming.
Great.
To come.
Uh-huh. And who's in the movie?
I don't know yet, but I mean, you know, if I had my dream cast.
Me, just like, right?
The Godfathers, you know, Marin, Rogan, Gervais.
Mm-hmm. Richard Gervais,
the original atheist.
That guy Jordan sure knows how to take a meeting, huh?
And also, I guess it's a sandwich now. I didn't do that. I didn't broker the sandwich deal. I was maybe,
yeah, well, he's saying Bubble's a sandwich, so now it's like he's sort of admiring your ability to like market yourself, right? Which we've been saying is all of our jobs now.
I know.
Before, back in the day, a publicist would be turning your podcast into a sandwich.
Right.
That's how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
15, 20, 50 years ago, your podcast would get turned into a sandwich by your publicist, and they would try to get you some of the good toppings and some of the more desirable sauces.
Right. Yeah.
But this was pre aioli, you have to understand. We didn't have all these different sort of subtle variations.
Mayonnaise,
on mayo.
Mustard, that's it.
Marinara.
Yeah, sure. In certain areas you had marinara, but not everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And there are a couple different mustards. I don't want to just say mustard and people think, well, that's all the mustard. And I'll tell you what.
Yellow and brown. You have more than two mustards?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said there's more than one.
That's right. Two is more than one. You got
two is more than one.
Two is more than one.
I'll tell you what else. If you were really hot stuff, they might be able to get a little Tabasco on the sandwich.
Oof.
Now, it's not going to be for everybody.
No.
But the people who want it, they really want it bad, Jordan.
They need that heat.
They need that sting.
Need that heat.
So when I was, you know, many years ago, when I was a young pup, just starting out my podcast 50, 60 years ago, my publicist went out and got me and said, I got you a sandwich. And I was elated. I mean, you never see me light up like this.
That's the dream.
I was blasting off.
Yeah, when we're kids, I mean, we're just like blasting into the air with, as soon as we can come, we're blasting around the room thinking about.
No, the minute your body fills with cum, that's making you explode.
Right.
And so I say, and I get excited, and I don't mind sharing it with my publicist at that time. I say, hey, I really got some stuff coming out of me here. And I go, can you tell me a little bit more about the sandwich? And they go, yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to think it's really cool. And I go, all right, well, you know, first off, what kind of bread is it on? And they go, stale. Stale bread, I say? That's not starting off well. And I go, well, what are the cold cuts? They say, that's the best part. No cold cuts. I go, oh, it's vegetarian friendly. They said, very. I said, what vegetables does it have? They said, no vegetables. I go, okay, what's on it? They say vinegar, which I guess will help you get through the bread, like the bread. I say, okay, like a nice balsamic and olive oil. They say, no. Distilled white vinegar, like for cleaning, is what my publicist says to me on stale bread.
It seems like your publicist should be trying to get you excited about this, but it seems like they're really trying to convince you about how shitty it is. I mean, maybe they're just being honest with you.
They were saying it like it was positive, but I'm telling you how I interpret it. Okay. And I said, so it's just stale bread with like white vinegar on top of it. They go, no. Cup of vinegar comes on the side. Not allowed to put it on the bread. I said, you're not allowed to. How will they know? They said, someone follows you. At this point, I'm wondering, do I even want a sandwich named after my podcast?
Right.
Now, of course, this was 50, 60 years ago. Not everyone got it. But I'll tell you, I ended up going through with it. Best decision I ever made. And I still will fix myself a Sean Clements podcast. Sean Clements podcast, our podcast sandwich. Every now and then, and it takes me right back there. Now, Hayes keeps saying hello. What do you think we should say back to him?
What?
Okay. What? Maybe what's on the bubble sandwich?
What's on the bubble sandwich? I think that's a great follow-up. Again, yeah, I don't... I got left out of this decision-making. So you get royalties from each stale bread and vinegar on the side sandwich that they sell? Mm-hmm. Like, were you able to, like, you know, build a pool or something with that money?
The pool that I built was not a swimming pool.
Okay. Say no more. Say no more, my friend.
So you said what's on the bubble sandwich? He said vinegar.
Wait, is this just... have they just renamed the Sean Clements Podcast Hour podcast? Have they just renamed it?
I hope not, because the pool that I was able to build... And I'll continue. It was really a. It says bread is stale.
Bread is stale. So he has been able to hear us.
I don't know what he hears or what he does or doesn't. But what I'll say is, the pool that I built was, you know, not a lot of people were getting the Sean Clements. It was really for a pretty small audience. And of course, this was 56 years ago. There weren't as many people.
No.
You know, and a lot of them couldn't get sandwiches. But the people that got it, there weren't a lot. But I got a royalty, and I was able to build this, a very small billiards table for a dollhouse. So I did put a pool together.
You put a pool, but a small pool table.
A small pool table, not functional. There were no pockets in it.
No, just an ornamental, non-functioning.
There were no balls for it either. So it was really a very small green square. No legs on the table. If you asked for the Jordan special, they add extra turkey.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Am I getting razzed here?
I hope not, but it sure feels like that.
All right. Hey, I can get as good as I give. So, you know, if you guys can have a laugh calling me a turkey, I'm fine. I'm not a self-serious.
And that's
guy.
Something I love about you, that you're willing to laugh at yourself and you do. Yeah. And if you don't have that, if you can't laugh at yourself, it's going to be a tough road, because there's these moments where you either laugh or you cry.
Exactly. And I learned, I learned that as a kid when I was just constantly bullied. I was always bullied, and I think that's why I do what I do, is just because
I remember. Yeah, I remember saying somebody should help that guy.
Yeah, and you know, I just had to learn to laugh. So you know, I can come on this show and, you know,
bullies, when you laugh, bullies don't know what to do.
They don't. It's like if you make the joke first, they're like, yeah. What?
They don't know what to do. And unfortunately, when a bully doesn't know what to do, when they are confused, it does make them extremely violent.
Right. Yes, so they don't, you know, like... So sometimes it doesn't work out like you want it. Sometimes it goes from you being teased to you...
No, they're making funny and you laugh right along with them. You make the joke with them. They get really,
yeah,
really confused, and ultimately they fly into a violent rage. Oh, they kick your happy meal ass up and down Main Street, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
and the whole school watches. The principal comes out to cheer them on, in my experience.
Yeah.
There's a carving station next to the hot bar. Ask this, Kevin. Say, what do we got for drinks?
I guess you could consider the sandwich, the vinegar being a beverage if you can't dip.
Okay, he says, you know that stuff, bye. I do know that stuff.
Do know that stuff.
It's got like a tropical fruit on it or something often. It, to me, it's sort of like vitamin water, huh? Explain bye to the listeners, Jordan. This is when I need you to carry me. There's only going to be one set of
footprints. No, I'm sorry.
Here.
I'm kind of in your boat as I know the logo. I vaguely know the logo and kind of like maybe where it would be in the store, but I don't really know what's in it.
I think the guy who created the brand is sometimes a guest shark as well. They have those. They have bye. Okay.
So he's kind of like the kind bar guy?
Yeah, he's like the kind bar. I feel like he's been replaced by the kind bar guy, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah, not as, the kind bar guy has got a lot of charisma. I'm surprised.
He's good, yeah. Bye fridge is broken and it stinks.
Oh, who's the guy who would always wear the Western shirts? He was kind of like the tech.
Krasaka, yeah.
Yeah. He always rubbed me the wrong way. I think that was like part of his character. He's like, I want to be the like fucking guy. I'm going to be the young techie guy, but.
Well, he was going to, he wanted to get into it with Cuban a little bit and give him some business because they didn't really have anybody to push back on Cubes.
Sure.
But it just didn't work out. They couldn't make the deals work or something because he hasn't been on for a few seasons now. Yeah. So the bye fridge is broken and it stinks. So that's interesting. That's interesting to know. I guess should we empathize with him?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I guess I kind of forget. Does he want help? Does he know? This is brutal conversation even for you. I guess is there what can we do to help him out? Is it a
well? He asked for the podcast reviews. Should we just say, do you want to get out of there, or do you want to stay a podcast forever? And then say, what flavor by?
Sean, this is I would hate it if this was another example of you like putting others first. At the expense of your own mental health, but like if, I think this is kind of a big moment we're on the precipice of here. It's like if Hayes decides to, to stay a podcast, where do you go? Where do you go? I mean, I know us podcasters, we get linked. It's like having a twin,
It's like a marriage.
It's like a marriage. Ups and downs.
Hayes says, I guess I want to have one magical summer here and then go.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for you. I guess, it seems like it's temporary.
Mm-hmm. Whole summer, man, that's a lifetime in the podcast world.
Yeah.
All the Coco Fusions. So that's what flavor by they have. They have all the Coco Fusions.
Good. It sounds like maybe there's a coconut element to buy. Again, I'm just kind of recognize the logo.
And then I guess like say, I don't know, say the ancient philosopher.
That's a fun comeback. I feel like you guys can kind of recreate your dynamic like this. I don't think it's losing a lot, honestly.
No, for me, it's working better. I get to talk. I get to talk more.
Right.
And also, I know you didn't come up with that. So, Kevin, he has called your ass out.
Yeah.
How do you want to do this? Like, should he know that we're involved? The thing is, like, my philosophy has always been, and tell me if you think about this, Jordan. My kind of guiding principle is do something nice for someone, and for God's sake, don't get caught.
Yeah.
Because then I worry I'd be doing it for the credit, and I don't want the credit. I want to make their day a little easier. So I try to do something nice for someone, but please don't let me get caught.
And just like you can hope, the, you know, the ideal, our, I think our ideal situation is people who give a lot back. I mean, which I do, you know.
Yeah, you're giving me so much.
You just want people to pay it forward. You just want them to like take that generosity that you give them.
Yeah.
And you want them to spread, you know, spread it out.
Yeah.
And just give it and then.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 No, I agree. I agree. It's okay. It said Zambia Big Cherry. So I guess that's one of the other
bai flavors. I wish we knew more about bai.
I think we're learning it now. Sumatra dragon fruit. That sounds like there's a pretty big selection there.
Yeah.
So no wonder he wants to stay for the whole summer.
Try all the, I mean, it seems like they're going to get hot, but maybe there'll be a guy who can come in and fix the cooling system.
I'm not so sure they shouldn't be hot.
Yeah.
Having not tried it.
Way to go.
Yeah, maybe you'd find they're better hot, you know,
because
maybe they're like a tea. We don't totally know what bai is. And that opens up so many possibilities. It's so exciting, right? To just say, I don't know. You remember you used to, someone would ask a question and they'd say, how old is Tom Petty? And you'd go, I don't know.
I don't know.
But now it's beep dop doop dop deep dop doop dop. Google, and everybody finds out right away. And it's just like, that's not fun, man. I want to wonder, like, what the fuck is bai? What does it taste like? What's it made out of?
And you
know, I don't know.
And yeah, and if you, you know, I don't, I mean, we're about the same age. I'm an old guy too. And I remember when you wanted a piece of media, you had to go to a store to find those records.
You had to literally walk to the store. It was raining. You would walk to the store, you would walk in, and you would say, can you please play this movie on one of the TVs inside this store?
Yeah. So I could stand here and watch. That was the only
how
way
you
to
saw
watch.
Stuart Little. And otherwise, you didn't fucking see the shit. And you know what you did? You imagined what it probably was.
Hayes just said, Theo Vaughn just pounded a Sao Paulo strawberry lemonade.
He says, I know Jordan's there.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell him I'm here, Kevin.
Yeah.
Can,
tell him. Just like, tell him we're here.
I feel like we're both here.
It
seems like we're trying to keep something.
Now it feels like we're being sneaky, and I never want to do that with Hayes, especially on a podcast where I'm at my most honest.
It's like a marriage, you know? So
I responded to the listener, Jordan and Sean are here. He responded, oh, sick. Love those guys.
Oh, wow. That's fucking really nice.
Yeah, we're huge fans, too. At least I'm a huge. Yeah. I don't know about you, Sean. I'm a huge fan.
Say, hey, they like your shit, too, man. They're freaking out that you're
mutual here. Mutual Appreciation Society.
Yeah. Shouldn't Jordan be designing a bubble theme park?
We're talking about it. We're talking about it. We just want to get it right, you know? We just want to get it right because, like, you know, there's so many fans out there and like, and that's who we do it for, is the fans.
It's not for you to ride the rides. You will.
I will ride the rides.
Scream your head off.
And I'll have a great time. And hey, when I get off the ride, I'll go to the gift shop, all right? And I'll buy a, you know, photo of myself on a ride that I created.
Well, you're creating jobs.
And will that be fun for me? Yeah, to like create a world and to create jobs and to create joy. Like, yeah, I would love to do that and it'll make me feel good. But what I'm doing it for is the fans and the people who need jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like single moms. I'm doing it for them too.
Hey, and if I can make a dollar and a cent making kids smile, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'll take it. I got bills, you know.
Yeah. Fact is, in the crazy hustle muzzle we all talk about, there's bills to pay.
There's bills. It's part of the muzzle. The hustle and the muzzle. It has bills. Tell Hayes. Hayes is asking about the...
So Jordan said they want to get it right about the theme park. Hayes said, okay, so he should be designing it? Doesn't really answer my question. Or is he agreeing with me? Confused.
We're in early concept art phases.
And first say, the ancient philosopher.
That's good. He's going to think I came up with that. Because that totally is like something I would say.
Now, do say that Jordan came up with that. Because I am like 10% worried that it's like offensive.
Maybe I should also say, Jordan, maybe say that you're joking about me coming up with it.
Kevin said Jordan came up with that, and Hayes said, yeah, no shit. So the transcript actually will do good for me. And
are you going to release this like transcript for people to like read along with the show?
The judge will go over it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Love that guy. Happy for all his success. Everyone here is too. Wow.
Oh, really, everybody cool in the podcast CVS with the hot bar is. That's great.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Ask him. Can you ask him specifically who else is in there?
They all were asked to do voices on the Bubble podcast. So I get it for them.
Just Theo Von.
It's mainly Theo Von, it seems.
Yeah. We wanted to work with Von on the podcast, but just like, everybody's so busy.
Timing, schedules, right? It's a nightmare, you know? And that's we've been wanting to do this forever, have you on. And
thanks.
We've been wanting to have almost anyone else on as well.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's really, really hard.
There's that huzzle muzzle and, I got to take so much time to update all my little networks. And
Darius is here.
Hell
so
yeah.
It's this Theo Von and Darius. Yeah, there's the huzzle muzzle. And am I crazy? Or sometimes you find someone and they go, I can't do it at that time. I'm busy. I'm working. And then what do? You open up Snap Talk.
Mm-hmm.
You look at face tweets. And they're out taking pictures, goofy selfies at the Bubble theme park with their friends at the same time. That's work.
Yeah.
I say that's work. Busted.
You're taking selfies with the giant styrofoam Mike Mitchell character. Sure.
Right? No, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm fucking bored, man. I'm going to go.
Okay. Do I go too, or do I sit here and keep going?
We promised we'd always be honest with each other.
No, thanks, man.
I care about you so much. I'm just so sick of doing this.
I appreciate that you're being raw with me, man. Live your truth. That's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful, dude.
If you want to keep talking to Hayes, you can go for it.
No, I feel like it's, I kind of like got what I needed to out of this. And
yeah.
And had some fun, but I don't know. Honestly, don't really know where it goes from here. So,
okay,
maybe nowhere.
Buy the comic book, everybody. I haven't seen it, but it sounds pretty cool. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss music from 1986. The boys call IMDb's customer service, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Jordan, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.